高兴今天回到你们当中。
I'm very happy to return to your midst today.
今年的暑假对我来说是特别长的，好像有暑假。
Seems we had a very long summer vacation.
不过也让我有机会，今年暑假我特别花了很长的时间回到中国去。
And also during the summer, I had spent some time back into China.
这一趟去是我跟我家人去玩。
This time I went with my family to enjoy.
大概接近一个月不到。
Spent about a month.
其实在这段时间里面我碰到很多的朋友。
During this time, I ran into many friends.
其实我到了每一处，他们都特别跑过来找我。
So when I went there, they all came to greet me.
但是我心里面有个感觉，好像这是一次最后的一次见他们的样子。
Somehow in my mind, I feel this might be the last time I'm going to see them.
因为以前我是每年常常去。
In the past, I used to go many times a year.
跟他们一起做事。
We work together.
但是这一次是可能是最后一次见到他们。
So this time, it might be the last time to be with them.
很多可能不晓得以后会什么时候见到他们。
Some of them, I don't even know when we're going to see each other again.
很多他们都是没有信主的。
Many of them are non-believers.
有很多都年纪蛮大的。
So some of them are quite old.
当我回来以后，过去一个多月里面，其实也发生很多事情。
Since I've been back in the past month or so, there are many things happened.
很多的朋友，好几个。
Many of the my friends.
有年轻的，有年长的。
Some are young, some are old.
好几个都离去。
Some of them left.
还好他们都是回到天上那边去。
Fortunately, they all returned to heaven.
我记得我在小的时候，就是我还没有读书，刚刚读书的时候。
Remember when I was quite young, just about beginning to study.
那个时候，那是五十年代啊。
That was about the 50s.
那个时候，大家的生活都不是太好过。
During those days, we don't have a very easy life.
我常常都听到大人啊、老师都是讲告诉我们。
I often hear the adults and teachers tell us.
我们要好的读书，你要记得每天开门，我们要有七件事情。
So you ought to study very hard, because every day in the morning when we open the door, there are seven things.
我不知道，我好像现在今天我们听不到这样讲的。
In this recently, we don't hear that anymore.
我不知道大家知不知道呢？开门七件事情是什么事情？
I don't know if you remember what are the seven things we have to do in the morning when we open the door.
柴米油盐酱醋茶。
So okay. The burning wood, the rice, and the soy sauce.
柴米油盐酱醋茶。那个时候我们没有微波炉，没有电器，没有煤气炉的。
So those days we do not have a microwave, we don't have a gas stove.
煮饭要去买炭，用炭或者斩柴。
So we need to buy coal, burning coal for cooking.
那个时候煮饭还要去担水，香港没有水
的。Now we don't have water in Hong Kong, so we have to go to get the water.
每天隔一天要到楼下去街上去担水。
So, every other day, we have to go downstairs to go to the streets to get water. Of course, today we don't need to worry about such things.
Uh, 这七件事情是指着我们每天生活上面我们必须遇到的一些事情。
Of course, these seven things are not really relevant today, but they simply mean there are seven things we have to do every day.
同样在我们基督徒我们每天的生活里面我们每天打开门。
So, as a Christian, every day when we open the door,
我们也面对一些事情我们必须留意的事情。
We also face some things that we have to pay attention to.
也必须有的事情。
These are the things we must have.
所以我今天就借了几个题目。
So, I use this theme today.
我们去看一下以弗所书第四章。
So let's study the passage in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 25 to 32. In this passage, it also mentions the seven things.
但是要小心一样事情，在以弗所书里面提到的七样事情，不是我们要有去做的事情。
But you need to remember, careful, this seven things in Ephesians is not what we need to do.
乃是我们不要去做，要留心不要。
But the seven things are what we need to avoid not to do.
我们请大家翻开第四章，以弗所书第四章，我们可以从二十五节再读一次。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25, which I'll read it again.
二十五节那边说，所以你们要弃绝方言，个人与人设说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。二十六节，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼谋地步。从前偷邪的，不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正正事，就可有余，分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时做造作人的好话和天真的得益处，不要叫神的圣人担忧。你们原是受了他的印记，等候得时的日子来到，一切苦毒散浪散浪回返一切的苦难并要以恩慈相待，全然你的心彼此描述，正如神在基督里描述了你。同样在哥罗西书第三章，今天你们要背的第五节，其实在三章里面还有几节的经文都是讲到同样的事情。
So similarly in Colossians chapter 3, the memory verse,and many of the other verses are similar.
在旧约里面，那个箴言今天我也特别选了箴言第六章哪一段经文。
I also selected the chapter 6 of Proverbs.
那边也提到七样的事情。
It also mentioned the seven things.
很特别，那边讲到哪些耶和华所恨恶的事情。
Those are the seven things that are abominations in the Lord.
我们知道七在圣经里面是一个完整的数字。
We know seven is a complete number in the Bible.
其实我们也晓得神恨恶的不止这七个事情。
Of course we know that God detests more than just seven things.
我们晓得神给以色列人很多的律法。
We know that the God gave the law to the Israelites.
600多条的律法，我想大家都晓得这个数字不是很小。
So we know that there are more than 600 laws that the Israelites has to follow.
但是我们今天都会跟着以弗所书第四章写跟这七样事情，很快的去看一下。
So we quickly look at the seven things from chapter 4 of the Ephesians.
我们一起先低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主，我们感谢你给我们赐下这样美好的话。
Lord, we thank you for giving us such good words。
主，你也给我们每个人是你的，我们都有你的灵跟我们同在。
You also give us each one a spirit to be with us。
我们也感谢主与我们的一直的同在。
We thank you for being with us。
教导我们。 带领
teach us, lead us.
就我们今天下午我们一起在这里敬拜你的时候，思考你话语的时候，主让你自己的话帮助我们。
So when we worship you and meditate on your words, may they help us.
就我们这样祷告感谢。
We pray and give thanks.
奉主耶稣名。
In the Lord of Jesus' name.
在写西洋诗行当中，第一个事情就提到是要弃绝方言。
So the first of the seven things is to put off a falsehood.
我想大家都同意，我们都不应该说谎话。
I think we all agree we should not lie.
但是你会发觉我们还是经常会去说。
But we usually still lie, don't we?
刚才我们读到箴言第六章的时候，里面七样事情，其实七样里面有三样是跟说谎言有关的。
So we just read the seven things from Proverbs 6. Out of the seven, three are related to lying.
那边说到撒谎的舌，撒谎言的舌先生跟在弟兄中不善纷争。
To talk the lying tongue, and the false witness pours out lies, and those who spread dissension among the brothers.
他觉得我可以说说谎是上帝最讨厌的恨恶的事情。
I can say that lying is the most detestable to our Lord.
因为从一开始的时候，我们看见是撒旦对夏娃说谎。
So from the very beginning, Satan lied to Eve.
然后夏娃跟亚当讲。
And then they talked to.And as Eve talked to Adam.
这件十二章哪边很二十二节哪边很清楚告诉我们说方言的嘴为耶和华所憎恶。
So in the proverb it says, the lying tongue is abominable to the Lord.
说方言好像我们不用去学。
We don't need to learn how to lie.
你会发现我们生出来就会晓得。
Since we already know since we were born.
我们看看我们自己的孩子，其实我们看我们自己也可晓得。
If we just look at ourselves and look at our children.
假如我们做错了一些事情，父母问我们的时候，你晓得我们的答案是什么。
So if we do something wrong and our parents ask us, what do you think is our answer?
我不是说你问你们的孩子，我说你记得我们自己。
I'm not saying you ask your children. I'm asking what you would say to your parents.
说谎话不是单单要说给人家听的。
And so to speak a lie is not just simply to say something not true.
有些时候，其实我们自己都很喜欢听。
Even sometimes we like to hear lies.
所以只有我们要很小心。
So we have to be very careful.
箴言一开始就不断提醒我们要小心，我们在听信别人的时候不可随便去听信。
So in the very beginning, the Proverbs teaches us not to be listening easily to other people.
在箴言第七章那边也讲到一个故事。
It was a story in Proverbs 7.
那边很简单的就讲到一个女孩子引诱一个男子。
It talks about a girl entice a man.
很有趣的，我们晓得女孩子所说的。
We know it's interesting what the girl said.
就算是更愚蠢的人都晓得她是说的方言。
Even the foolish people knows she was telling lies.
但是那个男人还是要跟着他走。
But that man has still followed her.
有些时候我们以为自己去骗骗人、骗骗自己无所谓。
Sometimes we think it's not a big deal to lie to people or even to deceive yourself.
好像是不是很大不了的事情。
It's not a big deal.
其实是蛮严重的。
Actually, it's very serious.
特别我是对信徒来说
particularly to the believers.
我们不单只在骗自己骗人
not only was deceiving ourselves and others,
其实我们也是在骗神
we are also deceiving God. Don't think God doesn't know what we're doing.
不信主的人,
so for those who are unbelievers, they have their own reasons. But as a believer, we cannot lie.
在旧约里面我们看见很多的例子,
there are many examples in the Old Testament.
其实从亚当开始,
beginning with Adam,
他的第一代,
the first generation,
亚伯跟该隐发生的事情,
Abel and Cain,
该隐自己做的事情, 他以为神不知道。
So Cain did not think God knows what he did. But when God asked him, he thought he could hide.
但是事实,他的结果,
but we all know the results.
在新约的时候,
so in the New Testament, another thing happened is also very serious. There was a story recorded in Acts chapter 5.
其实不是故事,
this is not a story, it's actually a fact. It's a couple, Ananias and his wife, Sapphira. They thought they could deceive the apostles and God. But they forgot, before God, God knows all they did.
在圣经第一章一开始告诉我们, 他们解决结果就是死亡。
So in the very beginning of the first chapter of a Proverbs, telling the lies, the result is death.
所以在以弗所书四章二十五节这边特别提到我们要弃绝。
So here in Ephesians 4, it mentions put off, put away.
一句都不可以讲。
Not a word should we lie.
在25节上面半节那边说,个人与同事说实话,因为我们是互相为肢体。So
in the second half of verse 25, it says, speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
所以特别讲到关于我们信徒彼此之间的相处。
This tells us how we interact with each other among the brothers and believers. It also relates to our testimony before people. Sometimes when we hear certain things, also the relationship between the believers,
大家的骗来骗去,
we lie to each other.
哪个结果,
the results,
我们都可晓得,
we know it.
我们在主里面是一个肢体,
we are one member in the Lord. We need to be extra careful. We cannot lie about each other. We need to be truthful in the Lord. So I will just leave this for you to meditate when you go back. I can tell you that not speak lies is a very important and very difficult lesson.
在过去在工作的时候,
when I used to work,
这是我遇到最困难的一个功课。
That's one of the most difficult lessons for me.
我做的事情是牵涉到做业务的。
And my work involves,
sales.
Involves sales.
业务是中国，我们这边是做销售。 所以我每天要遇到很多事情，要跟外面的人接触，跟他们讲一些事情。
So on every day I have a contact with people outside and talk to them.
每一天早上起来，我第一个事情要决定，就是今天要跟谁打电话，跟谁讲什么事情。
So every morning I need to decide who I'm going to call, what and whom I'm going to talk about.
不是很简单的一个事情。
It's not an easy matter for me.
因为还要决定怎样跟他们讲。
I have to decide how to talk to them.
要告诉人家一些事情。
And to tell them some things.
有些时候我是没有办法说。
Sometimes I cannot say it.
那每天早上我起来的时候也会打开圣经，想看看圣经里面告诉我怎样讲。
So every morning I open the Bible, I want to learn from the Bible to teach me what to say.
而且告诉我应该怎样做。
Tell me what to do.
但是我不会找到我要怎样说什么话。
But I could not find what the words I need to use.
但是在这个事情上面还是神的恩典。
But God has grace upon me.
所以每天有时候打电话给人家谈的时候。
So when I usually call people on the phone.
很奇怪。
It's very strange.
对方就先告诉我，他说你不要说啊。
Usually they will just tell me first, you don't need to talk.
就是你怎么说都他没有说他不信我。
It doesn't matter whatever you say.
我们还是想办法去解决一个问题。
Let's just figure out how to solve the problem.
这样把我移到一个比较舒服的情况。
So this makes it much easier for me.
去解决我面对的问题。
To solve the problem that we're facing.
其实我看见这个事情都是神在里面很多的带领。
So I can tell God has his hand in this.
因为假如不小心的话，我就会告诉人家一些不应该讲的话。
Because if I'm not careful, I may have to tell people the things I should not have said.
虽然心里面晓得不是要讲，但是没办法不讲。
Even though I know I shouldn't do it, but I may not have a choice.
不是没办法不讲，但是有些时候很自然就会去讲。
But sometimes I just naturally will talk about it.
在26节那边结束下去就说，不要生气，却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
So in verse 26 says, do not sin in your anger, and do not let sun down go down on your anger.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And do not leave a footmark for the Satan.
要记得一个事情，我们每天其实是跟魔鬼在斗争。
So you need to remember we are struggling with Satan every day.
方言可以导致一些后果。
Also, the lying that can help us temporarily.
其中有一个就是叫人生气。
But the second one is anger.
Oh,
it will cause people to have anger.
发现你会说生气是不可能避免。
People think we cannot avoid to be angry.
特别人家在搞你，在骗你。
If people who are cheating you,
你当然会生气。
Of course you'll be angry.
当我们生气的时候，我们都是因为我们自己是对，我们自己是仁义。
So when we are angry, we are usually angry with ourselves.
其实我们忘记了，很多时候我们生气的背后的动机可能是我们自己的骄傲，我们自己的自私。
So sometimes we do not remember.The reason for our anger is due to our own selfishness and our own pride.
你也可能会说， 耶稣也可以生气。
Maybe you can say Jesus can be angry.
他也有很正当的理由去生气，为什么我们不能？
Well, he has the right reason to be angry. Why can I?
但是我们要知道，叫神是公义的审判。
But we ought to know that God is a righteous judge.
我们人的怒气不能成就神的义。
So in our anger does not bring the life that God would desire.
所以我们应该常常要审查我们自己。
That's why we should often examine ourselves.
特别在我们生气的时候。
Especially when we are angry.
很多时候我会告诉我家人呢。
Sometimes I tell my family.
特别是在他生气的时候
especially when in anger
我说最好先去镜前面去看看
so first you should go look at yourself in the mirror
我们广东话有一句我不知道国语是不是也是当生气的时候我们心音都很大的
there's a Cantonese saying it means when we are angry we are very loud
不管是我们对与错
whether we're right or wrong
广东话是声音大小红所以圣经 教导我们十五节那边十五章那边教导我们要回答温柔和使怒消退、
在 Proverbs it says a gentle word will turn away anger
也提醒我们在同样在同一章里面说暴怒的人挑起纷争
In the same chapter it reminds us a hot-tempered man stirs up dissension
所以因此当我们发怒的时候最好不要说话
So that's why when we are angry we better not speak
所以当我不说话的时候其实我的孩子不晓得 我在生很生气
So when I'm not speaking my children would know that I'm angry
他们马上就不吵
So they just quiet
如果我们继续的生气会进到一步更进一步到一个仇恨的阶段
So if we continue to be angry we'll get into more difficult
所以二十六节那边说不可沉怒到日落
So in verse 26, it says, Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
我不知道你们有没有想到有些时候我们晚上睡不着觉。
I don't know whether you have thought about when you cannot sleep at night.
不一定是当然我们心里面很多事情的担忧。
Not only sometimes we have worries in our minds.
有些时候是我们一肚子的气。
Sometimes we're full of anger.
带到床上去。
So we brought all the anger with us to bed.
所以晚上我们不单只睡不着觉。
Not only we cannot sleep.
而且我们这个气怀留到第二天早上。
And we keep the anger until next morning.
其实把生气一直生气到第二天，这样生气下去对我们的健康。都没有好处。
When we know that if we keep on keeping our anger, it's not good for our health either.
当我们面对生气的时候
，So when we are in anger,
再提醒一句，其实我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
To remind you, when you are in anger, you are in a spiritual struggle.
刚才我们提到哪个旧约里面的历史？亚伯跟该隐发生的事
So we mentioned the example between Abel and Cain.
其实撒旦是不断在向人在挑战在挑拨
We know that Satan continually challenges us.
只有一个方法
There's only one way.
我们可以去抵挡
We can take care of him.
这是在圣言里面第十章十节那边说恨人挑起纷争，爱人接引一切的过难过。
So in the proverb it says that hatred stirs dissension, but love covers all wrong.
3:28, 我先跳过去。
Now I'm going to skip verse 28. I'll speak on verse 29.
因为29节哪边也是讲到说话的事情。
So it also regarding talk, speech.
29节哪边说为着言语一句不可出口。
It says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
只要垂事说造就人的好话。
But only what is helpful for edifying others.
叫听见的人得益处。
So can benefit those who hears.
有些时候我们以为我们可以不开口，什么都不说。
Sometimes we think we cannot to speak.
因为我都知道，其实不可能的。But
you know that it's impossible.
就算哑巴都会闪，要闪话。Even
the dumb ones can speak to God.
所以29节那边说，我们应要小心，误会的言语一句不可出口。That's
why in verse 29 we have to be very careful not let any unwholesome talk out of our mouth.
有个事情我们可以晓得，当我们吃什么东西不好的东西吃进去的话，我们可以还可以把它吐出来。
So we know one thing: if we eat something doesn't taste good, we can spit it out.
或者是一个坏的东西，我们吃进去，我们还是可以把它排出来。
Or if something is spoiled, I can just spit it out.
但是坏的话语长出来的话，我们是收不回去的。
But if you speak some unwholesome words, you cannot take it back.
特别人家听了以后，他们是不会忘记。
Especially when they hear that, they will not forget.
不会的言语不单只是说那些粗言烂语。
So those unwholesome talk not are only those dirty words.
其实也包括一些所有的低级的无聊的话。
So including some meaningless words.
特别在工作的地方，一些外面的事情，很多时候我们都会碰到，常常听到。
So especially when we're at work, and we often hear those words.
很多肮脏的笑话.
And a lot of dirty jokes.
很多不该讲的话.
The things we should not talk.
在箴言6章7章。 实际上都重重复复地教导我们要回避一些解释话。
So in Proverbs 16 and 17 repeatedly teach us to avoid those words.
不单只是自己讲，不要讲，也不要去听。
Not only we do not talk, we also should not even listen.
因为解释话后面都隐藏了一些诡计的心思。
So behind those words, they are kind of deceptive schemes.
我们要记住，其实我们所讲的都是从我们心里面出来的。So
we need to be careful. Whatever we talk is come out of our hearts.
我们的心是有诡诈，我们说的话有诡诈。If
we have a deception in our heart, our words will be deceptive.
我们心里面有误会，我们说的话也会有误会。If
our heart will grieve for what we say.
箴言16章那边一开始也提醒我们，教导我们。So
in Proverbs 16, it teaches us.
第一节那边说，心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对有益耶和华。第二节，人一切所行的。
The plan in a man's mind, but God answers his tongue. And that whatever he does in his own eye may seem right, but only God weighs our hearts.
所以实际上当时也说，我们所做的要交托耶和华。
That's why we should commit all we do to the Lord.
包括我们所做所讲
including what we do and what we talk,
也包括我们不应该讲
it also includes what we should not talk.
箴言十六章后面还说，智慧的人的心教训他的口，又使他的嘴增长学问。
So in the proverb also says the heart of the wise teaches him and also increases his knowledge.
在以弗所书七章二十九节下半节那边，不仅仅告诉我们不该说，在下半节要告诉我们又要说一些什么样的话。
So in the second half of verse 29, not only tells us what not to say, but also tells us what we should have said.
那边说只要垂视。说教授人的好话。
So speak only those who can benefit edify others.
叫听见的人得益处。
So that can benefit who listens.
我们晓得一句不好听的话可以伤害别人。
We know a word can hurt people.
但是一句良言也会叫人得益处。
And a kind word.Can refreshing people's mind.
叫人得医治
Can heal people.
一个正义的人能够帮助别人
What's that?
A righteous man.
A righteous man can help others.
叫人从迷失的路上面走回来
So they can return from the wrong road.
所以在我们讲话以前，其实我们要再一次想清楚。
That's why before we talk, we need to think carefully.
因为我们所说的话可以帮助人，可以造就人。
Because what we say, we can help people, we can edify people.
也能够把人家带到神的面前。
And also bring people to God.
大卫在他的祷告里面。
In David's prayer,
他常常打开他的心
he often opened his heart.
他让神知道他说的话
He wants God to know what he says.
他要神接纳他说的话
He wants God to receive his words.
在第四章三十节那边提到一个事情
It mentions something in chapter 4, verse 10.
三十节，就是不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
In verse 30, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
三十节那边来说，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子。
It says, you are sealed by him for the days of redemption.
第一个事情我们要晓得我们每一个信徒我们都有圣灵在我们当中
We know that as a saint we all have the Holy Spirit in us
以弗所书第一章一开始的时候告诉我们我们有应许的圣灵为印记
So in the beginning of Ephesians chapter 1 it says we have the seal of the Holy Spirit
这个圣灵是我们得基业的凭据
And this is the proof of our inheritance
所以在第三十节这边再重复提到我们是受了他的印记
So it's repeat again in verse 30 We are sealed by the Holy Spirit
然后这个是叫我们等候得赎的日子来到
Because this is for the days of our redemption
这个事情我们有时间可以回到使徒行传那边一开始的时候耶稣叫他的门徒在等候这个圣灵
We can return to the beginning of a book of Acts when Jesus taught his followers to wait on the Holy Spirit
保罗在哥林多前书第二章那边在提醒他们就是他们所领受的并不是世上的灵乃是从神来的灵
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 Paul reminds them What they received is not the spirit of the earth But from the spirit
这个灵真是神的灵。
So this is the spirit of God.
这个灵是在我们每个信徒里面。
This spirit is in each one of the believers.
这个灵在我们里面带领我们。
It's leading us in us.
看管我们。
Watch over us.
管理我们。
Control us.
提醒我们。
Remind us.
所以你心里面不安的时候，我想你要晓得这个是圣灵在你里面在提醒你。
So when you feel uneasy in you, maybe the Spirit is reminding you.
在箴言那边好像没有提到特别提到这个圣灵的事情。
You may not specifically mention the Holy Spirit.
在箴言那边其实提到有另外一个词啊。
And in the Proverb, there's another word.
是叫做圣灵。智慧就是。
The other word is wisdom in the book of Proverbs.
在箴言那边提到这个智慧的时候，他把这个智慧变成一个小东西。
So whenever in the proverb when they use the word wisdom, he personified it.
这个智慧在可以在街口、在城门口、在屋顶叫。
So the wisdom can cry out at the gate, can calling us on the streets.
其实这个也是神要提醒人的一个做法。
So this is a way that God wants to remind us.
在新约的时候，神特别把圣灵赐给人。
In the New Testament, God sent the Holy Spirit to us.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are his children.
父母的儿女是一定会看顾掌管。
So parents will always care and watch over the children.
所以我们今天要记住再记住这个事情。
So we need to remember this today.
我们今天是一个属灵的人。
We are spiritual person.
我们有圣灵住在我们里面。
We have the Holy Spirit in us.
所以我们在加拉太书五章那边说，我们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
That's why in Galatians 5 it says we ought to submissive to the Holy Spirit and not indulge our own flesh desires.
在约翰福音，耶稣一开始这段就说。
At the beginning of Book of John, Jesus told the disciples.
在第六章那边说，叫人活着的乃是灵。
In chapter 6, it says, it's a spirit that makes you live.
肉体是无益的。
And the flesh is of no value.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
What I have said to you is a spirit and is life.
假如我们今天不听从圣灵，
If we do not listen to the Holy Spirit,
我们自己要做自己的事情。
If we only do what we want to do our own things,
我们不管圣灵担忧不担忧，
whether we greet the Holy Spirit or not,
我想我们可以猜想哪个结果。
We can think of what the consequence might be.
有一天我们会面对面见到神的时候。
One day we're going to face to face with God.
我想这个不是恐吓，这个是神告诉我们。
This is not a threat. This is what God told us.
有一天我们每一个信徒到了神的面前。
One day all of us believers come before God.
我想那个时候我们每个人可以对神来交战。
At that time, we shall settle our account with God. I think today, among the seven things, I'll stop right here.
因为还有其他几样事情。
There are some other things.
我想把它，因为今天要把它几样事情把它讲完，可能 时间不太够。
But we don't have enough time to complete all seven.
假如以后有机会，我会把哪几点我会跟以弗所书第五章以后我们会再讲下去的时候，我会把它连在一起。
If there is opportunity that I can continue, combine the rest of this with the beginning of chapter 5 of Ephesians.
我们每一天我们打开门，我说有七样事情啊。
So every day, every morning when we start, we have seven things.
那七样事情其实都是跟我们吃有关。
Those seven things are related to our food.
虽然不是很直接，但是都是跟吃的事情。
Yeah.
对
This is related to our eating.
同样我们属灵的生命也是需要有属灵的食粮。
So similarly, our spiritual life needs spiritual food.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's words.
也是我们每天要有的属灵的食物。
It is our daily spiritual food.
我没有办法告诉你每天要吃什么营养的东西。
I cannot tell you what the nutritious food you need to eat every day.
我不懂。
I don't understand.
但是属灵的食物我可以告诉你。
But spiritual food, I can tell you.
而且我还可以告诉你有一个事情，属灵的食物比什么都多多都可以吃的。
I can also tell you some of the spiritual foods you can eat many of them.
你不用担心吃太多。
You do not need to worry that you're going to eat too much.
只是怕你不吃。
And we fear that you don't want to.
首先我们要有一个新的心智。
We need to have a will at the beginning.
这个在以弗所书四章前面就告诉我们。
This was spoken earlier in Ephesians 4.
因为我们听了他的道。领过他的教，学了他的真理。
Because we learned his words, we followed his teaching and his examples.
在真言里面也教导我们，我们不单只要听这些话。
In the book of Proverbs, teach us not only we need to listen to those words.
而且我们还要好好的把它存记在心里面。
And we ought to keep them in our hearts.
因为我们得到神，得到他的话，就是我们的生命。
So whoever has God's words has life.
神的话是保守我们的心。
So God's words keep our hearts.
也保守我们的生命。
And also keep our life.
刚才我们提了这七个事情。
We just mentioned those seven things.
虽然我没有一个一个去详细再讲。
Even though we did not carefully discuss each one of them.
我们都知道要做这些事情都很容易了。
We know it's easy to do them.
不做才难。
Not to do them is more difficult.
我们没有办法靠自己能力去做。
We cannot do it by ourselves.
我们要靠着神的话。
We need to depend on God's words.
犹太人他们也从神那边给他很多的律法。
The Jews have many laws from God.
他们以为凭着这些律法就可以做。
They thought they can follow all those laws.
但是事实他们做不了。
But in fact, they could not.
所以有个律法师跑到耶稣那边去问。
That's why one of the young lawyer came to ask Jesus,
诫命最大的一条是什么?
So which one is the greatest of the commandments?
耶稣给他一个很简单的答案嘛。
So Jesus gave him a very simple answer.
两个事情。
Two things.
在马太福音二十二章那边讲到诫命中第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
So in the Matthew 22, it says, the first and most important commandments, and also the second, is to love others as your neighbors as yourself.
第一最重要其实是在37节那边，耶稣告诉他们要尽心、尽性、
So the first, in verse 37, it says, love your God with all your mind, all your soul, and all your heart. So this is that all the prophets and the law conclusion. How are you going to love God? How do you love others?
刚才我们今天用箴言第六章16到19节。
So we use Proverbs 6 from 16 to 19.
提到耶和华所恨恶的事情。
The abominations of the Lord.
解气羊是神的喜欢。
There are seven things.
所以我们爱神的话，我们解气羊事情，我们都不要去爱。
So if we love God, none of those seven things we should commit.
我们要好的记着写一段经文。
So we need to follow those scriptures.
写一段经文，其实我可以告诉你一个小见证。
So for those, I can give you a short testimony.
本来我想把写一段经文要你们今天背的。
I was hoping you would recite those that passage.
As a memory verse.
To memorize it.
这是今年发生的事情。
This is what happened this year.
我很喜欢你们每个礼拜你们都有一些经文去背。
I know that you have a memory verse each week.
在我那边我们全系聚会，我们是一个月背一句，那不是背一句，一个月背一段的经文。
So in our fellowship every month we memorize one passage.
我们要背。
We need to memorize it.
我们那边因为大部分哪一个全系里面都是年长的多。
In our fellowship we're mostly elderly people.
所以我们礼拜五晚上回来聚会的时候，在开会前我们都要背。
So when we meet every Friday night, at the beginning of a fellowship, we memorize, recite the passage.
我们不是一起背啊。
We do not recite together.
我们是一个一个轮子来背。
Each one of us take turns to do it.
跑不了了。
You cannot escape.
你迟来的话，还是要在等你回来的时候，来到的时候也要背。
So if you come late, you still have to recite it when you come.
所以我们有一个事情，我们没有办法不要去背。
So there's no way we cannot to memorize to recite it.
不会背的话不好看嘛，对不对？
So it will lose face if we cannot recite it.
但是当我们背了整段经文，对我们的好处。
We should know the benefits for remembering, reciting those verses. In our fellowship, there are non-believers as well. Some are new believers. So some of them could not remember or recite it. But it's strange.
就跟着我们来读。
So they read together with us.
他们就读。
They do read.
有些是读了以后，他们也会开始背。
Some of them begin to remember.
虽然他们不信主。
Even though they are not believer yet.
但是慢慢他们会改变。
Then they change slowly.
他们想来聚会，他们晓得来聚会的时候，我们要背圣经。
They know they should. Memorize the verses when they come to the fellowship they come. I think this is a grace of the Lord. There's no other way sometimes. But God makes people willing to receive His words. If you think this passage is too long, then you can memorize a different one. The same one in chapter 1 and chapter 9 of the Proverbs. Only half a verse. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So every morning when we get up,
不用打开门, 在起床以前, 记住这一件事情,
just remember this, not even when you get out of the bed, just as soon as you wake up.
想想我们每一天要做的事情,
think what you have to do that day.
要想想的事情,
what you can think.
我们要敬畏耶和华,
we need to fear the Lord. It's the beginning of our wisdom.
我想我们可以回去试试,
we can start trying it.
下次有机会再碰面的时候你告诉我这一句话对你们有没有帮助。
So next time when we meet, you can tell me what this verse means to you.